This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Former First Lady Michelle Obama is scheduled to speak tonight at the Democrats' virtual convention as the party kicks off 4 days of festivities leading up to the official nomination of Joe Biden as the Democrats' presidential candidate on Thursday. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump is visiting the states of Minnesota and Wisconsin Monday to deliver his own campaign speeches ahead of the Republicans' virtual convention next week. Biden and Trump square off on November 3rd in the presidential election, although many voters are expected to cast their ballots by mail because of the coronavirus pandemic. Maryland Attorney General Brian Frosch on Monday said more than a dozen U.S. states are expected to file lawsuits this week against the Trump administration's cuts at the U.S. Postal Service that could delay mail-in ballots in the November presidential election. He said between 15 and 20 attorneys general in states are reviewing legal arguments for one or more lawsuits. President Trump is trailing Biden in opinion polls. Today, the president told reporters he's not trying to undermine the Postal Service's ability to handle mail-in ballots. More than 776,000 people have now died globally from COVID-19. The exact number is 776,819, according to Johns Hopkins University. The hardest hit country is the United States, where we have more than 170,000 COVID-19 deaths so far. Worldwide, there are well over 21 million confirmed infections. The United States makes up more than 5.4 million of those infections. Brazil and India together make up nearly 6 million. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening.